الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this ayat al-kareema, Allah Ta'ala says, remind, a reminder is beneficial for the believers. So we have to remind ourselves over and over. Today we'll discuss 10 points which are very, very essential for all of us. Four of them is with regard to the doing of amal, that we have to think about and make dua to Allah, He bless us with the correct approach. And then six very important duas too for the acceptance of our amal, that they can be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So the first point is that we should make dua to Allah, we should be concerned and have this fikr all the time, that am I doing everything what Allah wants me to do? Even do I even know everything which Allah wants me to do? Those things which I do know, but it's just out of my mind. I'm not doing those things. Like for example, we are so many, even Huffaz who are sitting here, perhaps there are many of us who haven't got daily Quran Sharif recitation in our lives, to read every day Quran Sharif. We might be doing everything else, but Quran Sharif is not there. Or for example, Yasin Sharif. It's a thing, once we know the value, we can't do without reading Yasin Sharif in our daily chores. One time at least we should be reading Yasin Sharif. How many of us, Ayatul Kursi, for protection? It's not in our lives, we are not reading it. In Majalisul Abrar it's written, we should read at least 10 times a day Ayatul Kursi. It is mentioned that if a person reads one time Ayatul Kursi, a farishta, an angel, is appointed to protect one. If a person reads it twice, two farishtas, angels, are appointed. A person reads it three times, Allah Himself now protects that person. So, is it in my life or not? Am I reading my Ayatul Kursi? Tasbihat-e Fatimi, the 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, 34 times after Asr, after Fajr. Even our five times namaz, even we who are sitting, are we always regular with our five times namaz? And then to read it with Takbir-e-Ula, that is also a very important thing. The minute we know the value, we know you can't make your namaz without Takbir-e-Ula. And how many of us who are even ulama, but we are regular latecomers? We very seldom are there for Takbir-e-Ula. We just make it before the imam makes salam. How many of us are regular masbooks, having missed namaz? So that is a concern we should have. That, and for ourselves we can think, perhaps a few years ago, or even less than that, this was not in my life. Now only I came to know of it, I came to know the importance of it, or now I'm making amal on it. So all the time that concern. Similarly, how many things that should not be in our lives are still in our lives? Like we regard ourselves as righteous, pious, but for example, sports, and just following the sports, just and the kuffar sports, and all the evils of that. And it is so terrible. Mufti Ibrahim Saliji Sahib, Rahmat Damat Barakatum, of Isipingo Beach, there are so many like this instances. He says two friends used to come regularly to his majlis. After some time he noticed that only one is coming, the other one is not coming. So he asked him. So he said that, and young people, married young people. So he said one day he came home and he told his family, I'm not well, get a doctor for me. They say, nothing wrong with you. He said, no, I'm not well at all, get the paramedics, get me to, nothing wrong with you, what's wrong? But he insisted. They got the paramedics, they got him to hospital. When he got there, he went in a coma. And then he was in his coma, and in his coma, he lifted his fist up like this, and taking some famous soccer player's name, he said, that's my hero. I die for him. And he died like that. Now, what a mort he got. So, how many of us, all the sports is still in our lives. How many fashion we made after fashion, after brand names, There is nothing like this for us. So we must make dua that, Ya Allah, remove, bring all the positive things which are supposed to be in my life, remove all the negative things from my life. So a person must be concerned of that all the time. Secondly, when we do our amal, then are we doing it correctly or not? For example, this inshallah we'll discuss on its own, the beard. I've got a beard, but is my beard a full proper beard or not? I'm happy I've got a beard, but is it a beard that is passable by Allah Ta'ala or not? Many of us, even ulama, the beard is not how it is, what is called a beard. Similarly, for example, my namaz. Is my namaz correct or not? How many things? Like we mentioned, or to just mention it again, a person in his namaz, he's making amalek kathir. That is actions which he's not supposed to do. In one posture, he's scratching over and over. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw a person petting his beard like this, which is also very common. We just pet, and good people, very learned, pious people. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, he hasn't got Allah in his heart. If Allah was in his heart, he shouldn't be playing here. And it just happens we scratch here, all things we do. So many other things we do, we don't do it correctly. We make wudu. While wudu, one common thing is we talking all the time. All the blessings of wudu are gone out. All wastage of water, which is almost across the board, especially when we're making wudu from the tap and the water is just flowing. Some people to this extent that we are making miswat and the water is flowing. Or just to adjust the water, to get it right, in that how much water. And when we make wudu in a basin, try it out for ourselves. One time at least plug the basin. And then make your wudu and see the amount of water that we have used. And then consider that we should be making from a mud, a jug, and then compare that amount of water which is collected in the basin and the mud. So how much of we making wudu, we're not making it correctly. Many of our things, many of us while reading Quran Sharif, then we are talking also, like at home we are making. Then we say, just polish my shoes also, and we're reading also. That you just say, remind me, today I must do that also. And we're still reading also. The etiquettes are not there. So make dua that all our amal, Allah must guide us and let us do it correctly. So we must do what we have to do, not do what we are not supposed to do, and then do it correctly. And then after it's done, the third point, that we have this concern and worry, is it accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not? Even if it's 100% correct, nothing is compulsory on Allah. If Allah accepts all our charity we do with halal money, and we do it correctly, and Allah accepts it, it's His favor. But we, even perhaps our money is not clear, it's contaminated, and we do it with the wrong intention also, to try and show off that I give so much in charity, I give here, I give there. Or that after giving it, we hurt the feelings of the person we gave to. We talk about it. I did this for him, I did that for him, etc. So is that amal of mine accepted by Allah? And continuously we have to have this concern all the time. And then fourthly, that it's done and even accepted. But is it there for me permanently when I go to Allah? Is that amal there preserved for me or not? Sometimes we do an amal and we do it with sincerity also. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi quotes a hadith that a person does an amal with sincerity, 100%, and with hiding the amal, ikhfa. He doesn't let anyone know about it. The amal is done, it's accepted also by Allah Ta'ala. We did it with sincerity and we didn't let anyone know about it, though ikhfa is not necessary. Like we made asr now in front of everyone. We didn't hide away and do it. Hajj we can't do hiding away. That I make my own little Kaaba, Arafat, Mustalifa in my backyard and nobody must know, and I make my Hajj here. It's out of the question. We do it in front of the Muslims, not of our town and locality. We do Hajj in front of the Muslims of the world. But we do it with sincerity. Allah give us sincerity. So and other nafil ibadat, it's preferable that we do it secretly. Nobody knows about it. So a person did a amal with sincerity and secretly also. But then after some time he talks about it for a valid reason also, to encourage anyone else or anything else, he talks about it. Now that amal way it was is recorded with sincerity and secrecy. But it comes out of secrecy now and it comes into public, that this amal was done in public, not in secrecy. You made it public, you made it known. And then if you talk about it in order to show off, I did this amal also. Hazrat Mu'az Thanwi rahmatullah explains a person who did 3 hajj and with great, great difficulty and hardship the old days, how they should make hajj, the dangers that were in their way, and they should spend 2 years going for a hajj. They were going walking, going by camel, etc. Very, very hard. But after making 3 hajj like that, one day when some visitor came, he told his worker or his son that give him the zamzam of my 3rd hajj. And in that one phrase, he made it known that I made 3 hajj. I'm not a single haji, a double, I'm a triple haji. And 3 hajj sawab are gone down the drain. A person, for example, that does deen's khidmat, whatever, teaching in a madrasa, going in jamaat, and then now he's old, he's retired, he's a pensioner, he's just lying at home. Some people come visit him, and he talks, I did this in my life, I did that in my life, and all that is washed away. What we did for 40, 50 years, and now it is washed away. So we have to be worried. That amal must be preserved also. Allah says, "Man jaa bil hasanati." A person who comes with me with the hasana, with his good deeds. Not just that who did an amal. It's not enough just to do it also. First, are we doing everything we are supposed to do? Second, are we doing it correctly or not? Thirdly, is it even accepted in the first place? And after it's accepted also, then is it preserved for me, and will I find it on the day of Qiyamah? A person made a deposit, it's reflecting on his account also, my deposit is there, it's recorded. But then does he check? Many banks write also, it's your responsibility to see that all your transactions, your account, you must check your account. Somebody got your code, somebody got details of your bank, and so many scams nowadays with the name of we want to deposit some money. Is your great grandfather left some inheritance for you, and is from the lawyers we are sending you, and we just want some details of your account. You give your details and whatever little money you get, it's all wiped out. So after putting all that, is it recorded by Allah? Is it preserved there or not? So 4 things that we have to be concerned about is when about our amal, the doing. Am I doing everything that I'm supposed to do? Of course, nobody is perfect and we carry on. And we all know we are still learning. But the quicker it comes in our lives, the right things that we have to do. Well, then the wrongs which are in my life. For example, a person is a ustad teaching in the madrasa also. And he's got hips class, everyone praising, whole life you're teaching hips students. But he's sitting with his cell phone there. Students are reading and he's busy with his cell phone all the time. So how many of these wrong things I know? Are all the wrongs out of my life? I'm a smoker. When am I going to get rid of my smoking habit? Any other wrong thing? Second, is it accepted or not? Is it done correctly or not? Thirdly, is it accepted or not? And fourthly, is it preserved or not? So this will make us, to quite an extent, lose hope also. That who passes in this test? We all fail. But Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen. We have been shown the 6 points, that the next 6 points are those points that we can have all our amal accepted by very, very simple some amal. After doing any action, any amal, we do this. The first is Durood Sharif. When we finished any amal, always we be in the habit of reading just Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We read the more other duruds, much more better also. The best durood, and at least once a day, we should read Durood Ibrahimi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Once a day we should read many other durood tunjina, so many other durood sharifs. So Durood Sharif is accepted by Allah. Allah loves Durood. And this is the, what is Durood Sharif? That, oh Allah, shower your very special mercies on Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. So we're making that, and we should also, of course, remember Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is not in need of one Durood from us. When we read Durood, over 100%, it's only for our benefit. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, his position, what Allah has given him, who can give him? And his whole life's amal, where is his position? What is our, what we make isali sawab? Also, our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair told us that we should make at least, we should make nafal namazes. That is also a thing which is generally not in our lives. One friend of ours sitting here in Atikaf, he wrote, he's an alim also, imam also. He says, I never made nafil namaz in my life. And even then, and this is also a serious thing, he says, I came to the stage where I was even missing out sunnat-e-muakkada. And if you are not careful, the time comes when your faraz become qaza. And your faraz, you don't even make the qaza afterwards. And your faraiz also, then the attack is directly on your iman after that. And without knowing it, shaitan attacks our iman, and we have lost our iman. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ أَمْ تَحْبَتَ عَمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Your actions are destroyed, and you're not even aware. You are happy that going to the shop to go and buy, and you're thinking, I'll just give my credit card. When they put swipe it. Then, oh no, there's nothing here. There's no money in this account. Then you realize, so we don't know where we lose out everything. So, but Durood Sharif, well, all our amal will be accepted, and Durood's other great, great virtue, whatever it is read on, that also gets accepted. Mawlana Bayezid Pandur Rahmatullah Ali was here with us. He should make quite often namaz with us also. He said that in namaz, Allah Ta'ala himself, he said, Aqimi Salah, perfect your namaz. Make it straight, perfect, perfectly straight. That is what all the requisites of namaz, make your namaz. Le Dhikri, and that whole namaz exclusively, solely for my remembrance. We shouldn't be thinking about anything. We think of everything else besides Allah Ta'ala. But namaz was supposed to be that we only think of Allah and nothing else. But Allah, the whole namaz, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, but by the command of Allah. Allah himself put in namaz Durood Sharif also. When we are in a sitting position, we read Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad, and then automatically, or it should be, though we don't concentrate at all, our thoughts will go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the only thing in namaz Allah has put, which is not directly the remembrance of Allah, it is durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said the reason why Allah has put that, we know the quality of our namaz, what kind of namaz. But by the barakat of Durood Sharif, Allah will accept that whole namaz also. So now Durood we must read for all our amal that we do. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that we have some discussion, anything. And if there wasn't Durood in that talk of ours, even just informal at home, social matters, and no Durood Sharif, that gathering will be a source of sorrow on the day of Qiyamah in Jannat also. And how many of us, our dini affairs we discuss, we do, mashuras, etc. But no Durood Sharif in there. So Durood Sharif, We should read what every amal that we do. The second, the dua, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. This is the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and this mostly we learn from our buzurgs, from our shaykh, jazahumullah khair, and by the barakat what Allah Ta'ala taught us some duas. So this dua our shaykh rahmatullah alayhi taught us is the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam when he built the Kaaba Sharif. And of course, the Kaaba Sharif he built, who can bring more sincerity than what he had done? And with the material that was used, who can bring more pure, uncontaminated, 100% pure, who can bring more better? And build the Kaaba Sharif for Allah Ta'ala solely. But what was his dua? رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ minna. According to Arabic language, the word taqabbal, accept from us. It's not the English language, we'll just translate it, accept it. But taqabbal is from Babi tafa'ul, the ulama will understand. And this bab has got the speciality of takalluf. That in other words, oh Allah, it's not worthy of acceptance. Out of your mercy and kindness, you accept it from us. So how much mustn't we be saying that? When Ibrahim alayhi salam said that for the building of the Kaaba Sharif, so if we, all our amal, that Ya Allah, it's not worthy of acceptance. But of your mercy and kindness, you accept it from us. Taqabbal minna, innaka anta sami'ul alim. You are sami', you hear everything. And you know what we are talking when we want to do something. You heard everything. You are alim, you know what is in our hearts also. And you know this amal of mine is not worthy of acceptance. My namazes, my tilawat, whatever I did, you accept it out of your mercy and kindness. Watub alayna, and forgive us for all our shortcomings. All whatever errors, omissions, whatever wrong we missed out, you forgive us. So that amal now has become so pure. So that is the one, Durood Sharif, and then the dua, Rabbana taqabbal minna. And then the other dua, Alhamdulillahilladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu s-salihat. Mawlana Idris Kandelvi rahmatullah alayhi has written, by reading of this dua, then no matter what great amal we have done, it won't go to our head. We won't ever think that I did all this and that I'm worthy of praises and people must praise. It was all your fazl, Ya Allah. Only by your kindness. And the reality of the matter is, what do we do on our own? The talking is not, it's not our power to talk also. The choice of words also is only the kindness of Allah. That we are here for itikaf, we are here now for namaz. Only Allah's mercy. Otherwise, how many people are in so many wrong places now in Ramzan at this moment? We could be in the wrong places. If Allah did not make fazal on us, how many, if we just have to think, we must not think we big buzurgs and very pious, but in our life, we know what and what. At this moment, I could have been in the wrong place now, and I could have been doing the wrong thing. It's only your fazal, O Allah. So a person will never get pride in him. The whole world can praise him. He will know, Ya Allah, it's only by your doing. The whole world can criticize him. It doesn't affect him. It's only by the will of Allah. And Alhamdulillah, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. The dua after that, Masha Allah, la quwwata illa billah. Very short dua. MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. Mawlana Idris Kandelvi rahmatullah alayhi has written, we read this dua on any ni'mat of Allah which He granted us. Even our worldly things, we see our family, we see our business, our car, whatever we see, we read this, Allah will keep it, preserve it for us. It won't be snatched away. Otherwise, your child, so much you love him, next you see, that he is some accident and now he has become a cabbage. His mind is not working or something. Or he dies in an accident. Your car that you so happy you bought, next it can be not only stolen, hijacked, but you also inside. And you go through, on whatever you read this, Allah will preserve and keep it safe for you. The same with our ibadat. We made our asr, we are here for itikaf. For this we read this dua, Allah will preserve. Always our namazes will be there. Our itikaf, our tilawat, our dhikr, whatever good we do, we read this, Allah will preserve it and keep it for us. We are such that sometimes we are very pious, and sometimes we are worse than the devil also, worse than shaitan. By this dua, Allah will keep us properly all the time. So, mashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. Then, alhamdulillah, alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. That only by your fadl, Allah, we have managed. You'll never get pride in you. The world can praise you, you won't get pride. Then the other dua, which we read normally after kitab reading, and we have become so used to it that we think this dua is actually only for after kitab reading. It is not. It is kafara and majlis dua. Any setting that we sit in, even at home, social gathering, talking with the family, and then after finish, read this dua. Because how many times at home, how lot of ghibat, backbiting comes in our talks. About family people we are talking, neighbors we are talking, lot of ghibat also comes in. So all the wrong things will be taken out. This dua, somebody asked about this dua. So, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that, oh my beloved husband, Allah's Nabi, I didn't hear you making this dua before. Now towards the end of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he started reading this dua. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained to our Aisha, this is kafara of majlis. That in that majlis which we were sitting in, whatever wrong we were doing, it is removed by the barakat of this dua. It is like somebody writes a kitab, for example. After writing it, he gives it to another person, alim, please check it for me, any mistakes, etc., correct it. So he takes out mistakes and he corrects it. So this is, by reading this dua, all the corrections are being done. That kitab is now, that amal of ours, all the wrongs are removed. And the other second barakat of this dua, it is preserved for us forever, made exclusive for us. A seal is put on it. And only this person will open it on the day of Qiyamah. Very similar to the laws of the country, of the world's people, of the world, their laws. If a person goes insolvent, bankrupt, then they seize all his assets. And they pay out the people who he was owing. But there are certain assets by law also that they don't seize. They leave their debt, they don't touch. So by the barakat of this dua, on the day of Qiyamah, there will be so many people. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked the Sahaba, who is a bankrupt person, an insolvent person? They said, as we understand, a person who had a lot of money, doing his business very well, but then whatever went wrong, and now instead he hasn't got money to pay his merchants also. He can't pay his overheads also. Now the court declares him as an insolvent person. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the insolvent person of my ummah is the person who will come on the day of Qiyamah with mountains and mountains of good deeds. So lot of his good deeds he had done. But then the claimants will come now. The people he's owing. Somebody will come, you took my things and you didn't pay me for it. They will claim and he will give them. Somebody will come that you swore at us. You disgraced us, humiliated us, whatever, all the things. And we have to think in our immediate relationship with wife and husband. On the day of Qiyamah, husband-wife relationship won't be there. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ. Everyone will run from one another. She will come and claim her rights also. Husband will claim his rights from his wife also. All will claim from one another. And now all his thawabs will be gone. And now still claimants are coming. There are still more people. And he hasn't got anything to pay. Now he will have to take all their gunas. And soon, where he had mountains of sawab, now there are mountains of gunas. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is the real insolvent person. That on the day of Qiyamah, that he, this is his condition. So by the barakat of this dua, on which we read this dua, those amal won't be given away. They will be kept for us. And there will be a seal, and only like, for example, we have in this world, some great occasion, some building new masjid, but we don't have it, alhamdulillah, for masjids, other things. Then you have a ribbon cutting ceremony. And then you go and you cut the ribbon. So that amal, you will cut the ribbon. You will be the only one to open that seal. It will be exclusive for you. And it will be preserved for you. So by the barakat of that dua. Then the sixth dua, سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. By reading that after any amal, I made bayan, now I read it. We listen to the bayan, we read it. Made namaz, we read it. Whatever. After that we read this dua, then that amal of ours, no matter how small, just smiling with your Muslim brother, picking up something, some little dirt or something from the masjid, anything, any small, but it will be made so big that the normal scale that will be used on the day of Qiyamah to weigh amal will not be big enough. Then another bigger scale will have to be brought. But that the normal scale where all the people's amal will be weighed, but that scale also will not be big enough. And a very special, very big scale will have to be brought. So just by reading that small dua, our amal is made so big and so magnified. So these are the, some duas. The first four things which we must be always concerned about, that am I doing everything that I'm supposed to do. Also in that, there are many people, many of us, perhaps who are sitting also. We are reading, for example, a Durood Kitab. There are some Durood Kitabs like Durood al-Lakhi, Durood al-Taj, etc. But there are words of shirk in those kitabs. We are doing it that I'm reading Durood Sharif. And we are sure on Friday I don't miss this. But in fact we are reading wrong things. Where they shirk with Allah Ta'ala. So am I doing everything what I'm supposed to do? Have I left out in my life everything I'm supposed to leave out? And this will be making our islah also. Complete deeni life will come into us. And everything alien and unwanted in Islam will go out of our life. Then secondly, am I doing it correctly or not? I am doing all the amal. I'm making my wuzu. I'm making namaz. I'm making ghusl. But is my ghusl correct or not? Thirdly, that is it accepted by Allah or not? That concern and to beg Allah Ta'ala. That Rabbana taqabbal minna, accept from us our amal, whatever we have done. And fourthly, is it preserved for me that when I get to, when I come on the day of Qiyamah by Allah, my amal are also there? Or have I lost them out on the way? And also remember, other people can't destroy our amal. We destroy it ourselves. What we, wrong things we do, we're going to talk about it later. We boast about it. We hurt the people's feelings we did good with. We destroy it ourselves. So four things we must be concerned in the as far as our amal are concerned. Then for the acceptance of it, we are given six beautiful, easy things which don't, as we are getting up, we can read these duas. And all our amal won't only be preserved, won't only be kept for us, they will be magnified, they will be purified, all the contamination, wrong things will be taken out. For that first, Durood Sharif is a great, it works miracles, Durood Sharif. Secondly, the dua, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Then the next dua, ma sha Allah la quwwata illa billah. Amal will remain. And alhamdulillahilladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. Oh Allah, only by your fadl, your kindness, I've managed to do this. No pride will come into us. The world can sing our praises. We will know Allah will protect us. No pride. Otherwise, a person does good amal, Just pride comes in him. No, he didn't do it for show also. Pride comes in him and he destroys that amal, he destroys himself also. The minute pride comes in a person is destroyed. Now he's ikhwanu shayateen. He's a friend of shaitan. Shaitan, his worst thing he did, that pride that came in him. So you'll be saved from that. And the dua, subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, the whole dua, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, that amal will be purified. All the mistakes will be taken out. And, for example, a hafiz is reading Taraweeh. Mistakes we all make. But we read that dua, when it will be presented and we'll get it on the day of Qiyam Allah, no mistakes. Oh, that day I got mixed up. I made 10 mistakes. But here, no mistakes. All will be taken out. I was reading Quran, I was reading wrongly. The farishtas, for such a person, they correct his reading. When we're reading and we are making mistakes, the farishtas correct all those mistakes. And your reading goes as pure and correct by Allah Ta'ala. So what a valuable dua also. And then on whatever amal we read this dua, that it will be preserved and kept for us. So if we read it on all our amal, we got up to Hajjah time and we made our amal 1 hour, 2 hours, whatever Allah gave tawfiq, we read it at the end, that whole 2 hours, our du'as, our zikr, our whatever we did, all 100% accepted and preserved by Allah Ta'ala. And Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun, wa Salamun Al Mursaleen, walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That dua, that amal now, we can do how much is our capacity. And we are so limited in every way. But by that dua, Allah will make it very, very big. That the normal scale on the day of Qiyamah, that scale will also not be enough. And a very big scale will have to be brought. So we have all the opportunity of making our life a perfect life. A fully accepted life by Allah Ta'ala, just by these few basic things. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah, to keep it in mind, not only that we note it or anything, but that we read it, we make it part of our life, and more important, pass it on to others also. The more we will pass it on to others, we will get that sawab also. And we will become more regular also. If we don't pass it on, a person has got 50,000 rand, he doesn't make business with it. The value is dropping. The value of what you could do at 50,000 this year, next year you can't do with that. The value is gone down. But you employed it, you used it, then the value is gone now to 70, 80,000, 100,000. How much way we use it? So we should try and pass it on to others also. Allah give us tawfiq. Today is Friday. Friday du'as are readily accepted between Asr and Maghrib, particularly just before Maghrib. So let us engage ourselves in all du'as, inshallah, and turn to Allah Ta'ala, make du'a for the Ummah, for Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, for the preservation of our Iman, Islam, how our mort will come, our life in Qabr, all that, and we make du'a for that. And we have that concern, Allah will take care of our dunya. Allah will take care of all our things. We make our concern, our deen, our akhirat, our islah, inshallah.